And right now, a man who is going to put forward the case for nightmares, not in terms of bad dreams, but in terms of people who oversee the affairs of a night. When I was young, nightlife in New Zealand, well, I remember this very city when I was a 20-year-old. It died, you know. After midnight, most people went home to bed. And then I came back to New Zealand after some of the reforms in trading laws in the early 90s and was astounded when somebody told me, this pub is going to be open till 3 a.m. I couldn't believe it. I thought we'd made a lot of progress. However, there's still more work to be done, according to my guest now from the New Zealand Initiative, Nathaniel Rota. He is on the line now to tell us about nightmares. Kia ora, Nathaniel. Nathaniel, thanks for joining us.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Now, you're from Switzerland originally, aren't you?
Yes, exactly.
So when did you first move to New Zealand and what were your first impressions of New Zealand nightlife?
So I was first in New Zealand about a year ago. And quite frankly, what I saw in nightlife did not quite mirror the extremely rich cultural that New Zealand would have. So that kind of was a trigger for me to come back 1 year later and then write that report on the nighttime economy of New Zealand.
Okay, tell me where you went. Where did you experience nightlife, life after dark in New Zealand?
I mean, so of course I was in the bigger cities. I was in Wellington, in Auckland, in Christchurch, in Dunedin. But of course, I also talked to a lot of locals, and also my co-author lives here all her life, basically. So I had my view as an outsider very much challenged early on, and I think that was important too.
Tell me what you find lacking here.
Well, I think the most important thing that we are missing here is, I mean, we're still kind of stuck in the past. We're still looking for daytime solutions to solve nighttime problems, right? That's basically why we came up with the idea of implementing the nighttime mayor. I think it's about time to have someone or an institution that cares, you know, about nightlife in a very positive, in a optimistic way. They want to kind of help make it as bustling as it is elsewhere. So that approach is kind of missing today.
But the New Zealand Initiative generally argues for less regulation. It seems to me if we're going to have a mayor for the nighttime as well as the daytime, that sounds like more rules and regulation. How would these nightmares, how do you envisage a mayor for nighttime affairs working?
Well, I mean, basically this is not about having more regulation, first of all. This is about having someone or an institution tackling the problems that are certainly there today head on, right? So there is no way around the fact that nuisance is a problem. So we could do basically two things. Either we could, you know, do as we always did and just try to prevent nightlife from happening and still have, you know, all the neighbors being annoyed and the party animals being restricted. Or we could actually think about a very positive way to solve this and to implement like someone that hears, you know, the complaints of the neighbors early on and that tries to find like new solutions with all the stakeholders involved.
Well, see, what you're touching at there, Nathaniel, is kind of it's been around ever since we liberalised our trading laws and our drinking laws and our pubs, because you won't remember when things closed down before midnight in New Zealand, but I do, and I remember my parents' generation, things closed down at 6 o'clock in the evening. So.
Yeah.
Where those who are still alive today from the days of the 6 o'clock swill, which is what we used to call the mad rush before people had to go home at 6 o'clock in the evening when the pubs closed, they think now it's limitless. But what I'm getting at is that people started moving into central cities again in apartments, and then they started complaining about the noise of the bands and the gigs. And it's like some people saying, well, if you want to move into the centre of the town, you got to expect some noise.
Yes, exactly. I mean, like people have to acknowledge to a certain point that, you know, cities are not perfectly quiet places, but there are different ways to solve this or to deal with this. So what we did in our study, for example, we looked at Melbourne, where they found like a perfectly neat solution for that. So they implemented what they called the agent of change principle, and it basically means that whoever comes new to your place has to be ready for that area. So if I decide one day that I want to quit, you know, research work and open a bar, then I have to make sure that that bar is isolated so that the neighbors aren't like put off by the noise. And if my friends decide to use their money and like build new flats close to already existing bars, then these people have to isolate these newly built flats, right? So there are better ways to deal with the problems that we have today.
I think one of the issues for many people about doing things in town after dark is they feel unsafe. Now, what are your solutions to that?
Well, what actually strikes me is that people, for example, a survey for New Zealand showed that a lot of people do not feel safe at night right now, right? But what would actually help is not having less people on the streets, but obviously having, you know, more people there that could actually see if something would happen. So it's quite the opposite of what one might think at the first sight.
How important is, because another thing is that actually in the streets there might be a lot of people, and I'm thinking off the top of my head of a street like Hobson Street in Auckland, which is where the RNZ Auckland studios are. There's loads of people on Hobson Street right now. Most of them, well, actually quite a few will be pedestrians, but a lot of them will be in cars rushing up Hobson Street towards the motorways. The point I'm getting at is that if you want to feel safe, it's nice to have other people wandering around on foot with you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, of course, having people walking with you would help. But, I mean, the problem that you just mentioned, that would actually be something that, like, an advocate for nighttime could actually be talking about, you know, with all the important stakeholders, with the police, with the residents there, and actually try to find, you know, a new way to deal with it. So what we're proposing is not kind of to neglect the problems that are there, but to deal with them very much head on. And I think this is it that will bring the big change compared to the somewhat prohibitive approach that we often have today.
Does that mean having council services operating? Because generally council services stop at 4 or 5, and the only, maybe you can get hold of a noise control officer, but that's about it. Are you saying people have to be sort of available to provide services into the night?
So with our nighttime mayor, we propose to have an institution in the role that is independent from the public authorities. I think it's very important that role acts like as a go-between between the public authorities on the one hand, and the bar owners on the other hand, and the residents and so on. So what we propose would not, you know, force the officials to change their working hours. It would just kind of add someone that would then tell the public authorities during daytime, you know, what the problems are and how he or she thinks we could do better in dealing with it.
Do our nightmares need to be elected by vote?
Well, what we saw in Amsterdam, for example, is that they were kind of elected by a mix between experts who proposed like a certain group of people that would fit for the role. And then they had like an evening event where these people kind of presented their visions, and where then the people that were at that place could vote for one of the possible nighttime mayors. So yeah, they would need to be elected, but not in a way that just mirrors, you know, regular elections, but a more kind of bottom-up approach of locals meeting at the venue, for example, at an event to do this choice.
Nathaniel, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks a lot for having me.
It's a pleasure. Nathaniel Rota, he has just completed a report for the New Zealand Initiative on looking at new ways of administering nightlife activities in New Zealand, particularly with, I guess, the growing tension between people who live in the towns where there's a lot of nightlife and those wanting to enjoy the nightlife, trying to find a middle way.